This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to address gossip about yourself directly with the person spreading it. A practical, step-by-step guide to confronting workplace gossip with confidence. In short, workplace gossip spreads when no one confronts it. Going directly to the person spreading rumours about you is one of the hardest things you will do at work, and one of the most effective. Silence does not protect your reputation. A prepared, calm, private conversation does. Know exactly what was said and what outcome you want before you open your mouth. Address the behaviour, not the person's character. Give them room to respond, and take the conversation seriously from start to finish. Definition: address gossip directly means approaching the person spreading rumours about you in a private, face-to-face conversation to name what was said, describe its impact, and reach a clear resolution. It is the act of replacing silence or second-hand complaint with honest, respectful, direct communication. Sarah had been in the same team for 3 years when she found out a colleague was telling others she had taken credit for a project that was not hers. She did not confront it. She told herself it would pass. 6 months later, she was passed over for a promotion she had earned, and the hiring manager's hesitation traced directly back to that rumour. The gossip had become part of how people saw her, and she had never put her version of events into the room. That is the real cost of staying silent. Gossip about you does not stay small. It travels, it changes shape, and it fills the space you leave empty. Learning to address gossip directly is one of the most difficult conversations you will face at work. It feels exposing, risky, and deeply uncomfortable, but done properly, it is the only method that actually works. Here is what I want to give you: a real process, not platitudes about being the bigger person. A clear, step-by-step approach you can prepare for and work through with confidence. Why confronting gossip feels so risky. The difficulty is not simple awkwardness. It is layered. You're walking into a conversation where the other person may deny everything, turn it back on you, or play the victim. You're also doing it without witnesses, which means your account will be your word against theirs. And underneath all of it is a fear that raising the issue will make things worse, not better. Here's the truth of it: those fears are real, but they are not reasons to stay quiet. They are reasons to prepare well. The risk of confronting gossip is manageable. The risk of not confronting it, of letting your reputation erode while you wait for it to resolve itself, is far greater. If you want to understand how unresolved tension of this kind compounds over time, how a MIT needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy is worth reading before you go further. What you need in place before the conversation starts. Do not walk into this unprepared. Two things must be true before you say a single word to the person involved. First, you need specific, confirmed information, not a feeling, not a vague report from someone who heard it from someone else. You need to know, as precisely as you can, what was said and who heard it. If you go in on rumour alone, you become the aggressor. The conversation collapses before it begins. Second, you need clarity about what you want from this conversation. An apology, a commitment that it stops, a chance to correct the record. You do not need to get everything, but you need to know what resolution looks like for you, because without that anchor, the conversation will drift into accusation and defensiveness on both sides. These two conditions, specific evidence and a clear desired outcome, are the ground you stand on. Without them, you are walking into a storm with no shelter. The step-by-step process for addressing gossip directly. Step 1. Choose the right time and place. Request a private meeting. Do not ambush the person at their desk or catch them in the corridor. Something as simple as "Can we find 15 minutes to talk privately today?" is enough. You do not need to tell them what it is about in advance, though some people prefer to say, "I want to talk about something that has been on my mind at work." Avoid meeting rooms with glass walls. Avoid end-of-day timing when both of you are depleted. Give the conversation the conditions it needs to go well. Step 2. Open without accusation. Your opening statement sets the entire tone. Get it wrong here, and you will spend the rest of the conversation on the back foot. Do not open with "I heard you've been telling people I" that is an accusation, and it immediately puts the other person into a defensive crouch. Instead, state what you heard in neutral terms and signal that you are there for a genuine conversation. A script that works: "I want to talk to you directly about something because I think that is the right thing to do. I have heard that some concerns about my work on the Henderson project have been shared with others on the team. I would rather deal with that face to face than let it sit. This approach is grounded in how to start a difficult conversation in a way that keeps both parties in the room. Step 3. Name the specific impact. After your opening, describe what the gossip has actually cost you. Keep it factual. Keep it grounded in your experience. This is not the moment for emotion or exaggeration. It is the moment for clear, calm honesty. It has affected how people on the team are relating to me, and I think it may have influenced decisions about my work. That matters to me, and I wanted you to hear that directly from me. Naming the impact is important because it moves the conversation out of the abstract. It shows that this is not about pride. It is about real, professional consequences. Step 4. Ask for their account. Here is where most people lose the thread. They make their case and then wait for the other person to capitulate. That almost never happens. Instead, ask a genuine question. I wanted to hear your perspective on this directly. Can you help me understand what happened from your side? Then listen, fully. Without interrupting, without planning your rebuttal while they speak. There are 3 things their response might reveal: a misunderstanding you can correct on the spot, a grievance that feeds the gossip and needs to be addressed, or a denial that tells you where the limits of this conversation lie. The DEAL method for resolving conflicts offers a useful framework for structuring exchanges like this one, particularly the listening stage. Step 5. Respond to what you actually heard. Do not respond to the answer you expected. Respond to the one you got. If there is a genuine misunderstanding at the root of things, acknowledge it and correct it directly. If they raise a concern about your work, take it seriously even if you disagree with how they handled it. If they deny everything, stay calm and say clearly, I understand you see it differently. What I need is for it to stop. Can I count on that? That last sentence matters enormously. It is direct, it is respectful, and it forces a clear response. Step 6. Agree on what happens next. Every difficult conversation needs a close that both people understand. Do not let the conversation trail off. State what you are both agreeing to going forward. I'm glad we talked about this. What I'm asking is that concerns about my work come to me directly in future, not through other people. I will do the same with you. Does that work for you? This is not a legal contract, but it is a clear agreement that establishes a different standard of behaviour between the two of you. The conversation now has a shape, a beginning and a specific resolution. Step 7. Document it briefly. After the conversation, write yourself a short note: the date, the key points exchanged, and any commitments made. You do not need to send this to anyone, but if the behaviour continues and you need to involve a manager or HR, having a written record of your direct attempt matters. If you are unsure how to handle a situation where the problem continues despite your direct approach, how to handle conflict during meetings addresses what to do when workplace tension surfaces in more public settings. When the other person gets defensive or hostile, some people, when confronted, will immediately escalate. They'll raise their voice, turn the issue back on you, or attack your motives for bringing it up. This is a moment where most conversations go off the rails. Stay grounded. Do not match their energy. The core framework for staying grounded during tense workplace conversations gives you a specific tool for this. In brief, if the conversation escalates, slow down rather than speed up. Lower your voice, not raise it. Name what is happening calmly. I can see this is bringing up a lot. I am not here to attack you. I am here because I needed to address this directly. If the person becomes genuinely hostile and the conversation breaks down completely, it is acceptable to close it. I think we both need a moment. I would like to pick this up again when things are calmer. I will come find you tomorrow. Do not stay in an exchange that has become abusive or personally attacking. Know the difference between uncomfortable and unsafe. For situations where 2 people genuinely refuse to cooperate, how to diffuse tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate may be the more appropriate guide. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The mistakes that undermine this conversation. The mistake: bringing a third party into the room or telling colleagues you're planning to confront the person. Why it happens: it feels safer to have backup, or to let people know you're standing up for yourself. What to do instead? Keep this private until it is resolved. A witness changes the dynamic and removes the other person's ability to be honest. Tell people what happened after, not before. The mistake. Opening with everything you know and have confirmed, trying to overwhelm them with evidence. Why it happens. You want to leave no room for denial. What to do instead? Lead with one clear, specific example. Too much evidence feels like an ambush and triggers defensiveness rather than honesty. The mistake. Ending the conversation without a clear agreement. Why it happens. The conversation feels resolved simply because it happened. What to do instead? Always close with a specific, stated commitment from both sides. A conversation without a resolution is just a confrontation. The mistake. Going in when you are still angry. Why it happens. The moment you find out, you want to act. What to do instead? Wait until you're calm enough to be clear. Anger narrows your thinking. You need every part of your mind working in that room. For patterns of escalation in group settings, how to de-escalate arguments during meetings gives you complementary tools. Your pre-conversation checklist. Use this before every conversation where you plan to address gossip directly. Number 1. What exactly was said? Write the specific words or claim as precisely as you know them. Number 2. Who is the source? Confirm the person you are addressing is actually the one who said it, not a second-hand report. Number 3. What is the impact? Name one or two concrete professional effects the gossip has had. Number 4. What do you want from this conversation? One clear, realistic outcome, an apology, a commitment to stop, a chance to correct the record. Number 5. What is your opening sentence? Write it out and say it aloud at least twice. Number 6. Where and when will you meet? Private, appropriate timing, enough space for a real conversation. Number 7. What will you do if they deny it? Decide in advance, state your position clearly, ask them to stop, and document. Number 8. What will you do if they become hostile? Know your exit line and use it without shame. After the conversation, what resolution actually looks like? Resolution does not always mean the relationship is repaired. Sometimes it means you have drawn a clear line and the other person knows it is there. Sometimes it means a genuine exchange that shifts things between you. Either way, resolution is a state you reach, not a feeling you have. After the conversation, give things 2 to 3 weeks. Watch for changes in behavior. If the gossip stops and the relationship becomes workable, the conversation did what it needed to do. If the behavior continues, you now have a documented direct attempt and a clear case for involving your manager or HR. Learning to address gossip directly is not about becoming someone who loves confrontation. It is about having enough self-respect to protect your own standing and enough courage to do it face to face. In my 60 years of working alongside people in every kind of organization, the ones whose reputations held up were not the ones who avoided these moments. They were the ones who walked into them prepared and walked out with their dignity intact. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to address gossip directly? To address gossip directly means going to the person spreading the rumor and having a face-to-face conversation about what was said, why it matters, and what you need to change. It replaces silence or second-hand complaints with a clear, calm, private exchange. How do you address gossip directly without causing more conflict? Prepare what you want to say before the conversation. Stick to specific words or actions rather than character attacks. Use a calm, private setting. Listen to the response without interrupting. The goal is resolution, not retaliation. And that intention must be clear from the first sentence. Is it worth confronting someone who is spreading gossip about you? Yes, in most cases. Silence allows rumors to grow and your reputation to erode without your input. A direct, respectful conversation puts the facts back in play and signals that you're someone who handles problems with courage rather than avoidance. What should you say when confronting workplace gossip? Open by stating what you heard specifically. Then describe the impact it has had. Then ask the other person directly for their account. A simple opener works well. Say you heard something being shared and you want to talk about it directly rather than let it sit. When should you involve a manager instead of addressing gossip yourself? Involve a manager when the gossip constitutes harassment, discrimination, or a pattern of targeted behavior that a direct conversation has already failed to stop. A single incident is almost always better handled directly first. Escalation should follow a failed attempt, not replace one. How do you prepare for a difficult conversation about gossip? Write down exactly what you heard, who told you, and the specific impact it has had on your work or standing. Decide what outcome you actually want. Practice your opening lines out loud. Choose a private time and place. Going calm, not charging. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.